Bless you, Lord God. Hallelujah. We give you glory.
Yes, Lord. You are the Lord.
We thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
God, we thank you. We acknowledge you right now, God. We bow before you,
Father. Yes, Lord.
Lord God, it would not be right for us to come before you, Lord God, and not acknowledge you as the Lord and Savior, King, our Master, the one and only living God, the one that is and was and is to come. Jesus, you are everything that we need. You're everything that we want and everything that we desire. You are everything, Father God. Some of us don't even recognize and know, but God, we want to acknowledge you right now for just who you are. You are exactly what you said you are: faithful, kind, considerate, loving, patient, the healer, our counselor. God, you are everything that we need, our friend, someone we can confide in, someone we can knock on the door and say we need to talk. God, you are all of these things, Lord God. We can cast our cares on you because you are a burden bearer. You are everything that we need, and we can rest in you, the many-breasted one. We can lay back and rest in you like a mother's womb, Father God. We can rest in your chest. God, we just want to take time out to acknowledge you, Father God, for who you are. You are so precious. You are so precious. God, your arms are always open in spite of what we say or what we do. You are always there. You are always there. When we turn our back on you, when we walk away, Father God, and then we recognize and realize we made a mistake, your arms are wide open and you tell us to come. And God, we appreciate you for that. We appreciate you, God. Thank you for being our shepherd. Thank you, Father God, for caring about the little things, Lord. God, thank you, God, for even caring about those secret things that we don't tell no one about. But you know, Father God, you know, God, whether you confirm it through us, through your word, or God, you ought to send somebody to us, God. God, how faithful you are. You are so faithful. Jesus, and we want to say thank you. We say thank you. Thank you for being and for who you are, God. We say thank you. We say thank you, Jesus. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Father God. When things are hurting, when our body is hurting, when we have things on our mind, we can release it to you. We can scream. We can holler. We can cough. We can stop our feet, God. We can just go into a praise. Oh, God, and you are there. You are always there. And we just want to tell you thank you. Thank you, God, for keeping your word. Thank you for being so true and honest. Thank you for being so holy and righteous. Thank you for being the living God, the one that speaks to us. You are not silent. You are not silent. We're not going to a statue or using some imaginative thing. We're not in witchcraft. But we're talking to the living and true God, the one that created heaven and earth and owns everything. We're talking to the living God that knows all and sees all, even the secret things. And we thank you, Father God, that you even know the lusts in our heart, God. Those things that kind of trip us up every now and then. And you tell us to get back up. Hallelujah. And we can get back up knowing, hallelujah, if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us of all our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, all unrighteousness.
God right now.
God, you are who you are. And we praise you because of who you are. Not because of what you have done, but because of who you are. God, you are great. You are great. You are so great, God. Oh, God, we just thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Our hearts are humbled. Our hearts are humbled because it's an honor and a privilege to be on this altar before you. It's an honor and a privilege to be here. Thank you for choosing us, Lord. Some of us, it took a little time to get to that place, but we all get to that place, and we want to tell you, God, thank you for choosing us. Thank you for choosing us. Thank you, God, for putting us on the right track. Changing our trajectory. Putting us on the straight and narrow. God, we just want to tell you thank you. Before we ask anything, God, we just say thank you. Thank you. We appreciate you. We love you. We thank you. Thank you, God, that we forget those things that are behind us and press toward the mark. Press toward you, Father God. Oh, God, it's okay. God, because we confess our sins before you. And we ask you, Father God, to come in, Father God. Come into our minds, our hearts, our relationships, our children. God, even those in our womb, God, that have not even been birthed yet. Spiritual and natural. Hallelujah. Oh, God, everything that you're getting ready to manifest in our life. We can't manifest it. It's by your spirit. And it's by your power in the name of Jesus. So, God, we're asking you, Father God, to come in, Father God, and birth out your truth. Birth out your ministries. Birth out your children, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Birth out the plan that you have ordained before the foundation of the world. That you have put in place, hallelujah. That you have planted in each and every one of us, Lord God. Stir up the gifts, Lord God, in all of us in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Let us not lay dormant, Father God. Cause us to walk upright and holy before you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We ask these things, Lord God. Oh, God, by your spirit. It's all through you, Father God. We can do nothing on our own, Father God. We need you, Father God. God, to write the plan and make it plain. Write the plan and make it plain. Clarify it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We need you to show us, Lord God. Lord God, if we have to dream it, Father God, put it in our dreams, Lord God. If we have a vision, God, help us to understand the vision, Lord God. Whatever your plan is, Lord God, make it plain, Father God. Clarify it, show it, Father God. God, I know we can't do it all at one time. Sometimes, Lord God, you have to give it to us little by little. Father God, help us to catch it and hold on to it and never let it go. Oh, God, and walk in what you have already told us to do. Follow your instructions, Lord God, what you have already laid out before us. Oh, God, and know, Father God, that you, Father God, are faithful. You will take us, Lord God, to that promised land. Lord God, that you will take us, Lord God. Oh, God, over the bushes and through the seas. And God, you will take us through every trial and tribulations. Oh, God, that you will take us through every thorn and this thorn. Oh, God, that you will take us through. And that we will get to that place, Lord God. Oh, God, that you have planned for us that is good and not evil. You will get us back, God, Father God, to that place, Lord God, where we good. Where we no longer, Lord God, have to lean on ourselves, God. But we totally and completely lean on you, Father God. Putting our trust in you, God, in every possible way. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, fill us up with your spirit. Fill us up with your spirit, Holy God. Help us, God, to decrease, Lord, so that you can increase, Lord, even in our daily lives, Lord God. When we're home alone, God, in the name of Jesus, we're asking, Father God, speak to us. us. Open up our understanding through your word, through your prophetic, through your visions and your dreams, God. Even when you just whisper stuff, God, you drop stuff in our spirits, God, and you begin to talk. God, give us tentative ears. Jesus. Everything that you have poured into us over the years, and even now, Father God, bring it back to our remembrance, Lord God, and help it grow and bring forth fruit, God, that is pleasing in your sight.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Oh, God, we just bless you.
Oh,
it's so much, Lord.
You are worthy.
It's so much, Lord. You have done. You deserve it all. God, hallelujah. 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 Walk through this place. Touch everything in this place. God, let your anointing just be in this place. As people cross over the threshold, let them feel your presence like never before. And know that you're in this place. Oh, God, touch the hearts of your people. Lord God, change their minds, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh God, that they no longer be deceived by what they see and what they hear. Because your promises are yes and amen. Everything you say, Father God, is true. And everything else is a lie. Oh God, help us, Lord God, to speak those things that are not as though they are. Those that don't come here faithfully, that don't hear your word faithfully, God, I'm asking that you go and minister to them. God, give them the courage, Father God, to hit that button and listen to your word over the broadcast, wherever it may be. And gain, Lord God, the confidence and assurance in you. Because this, the church is not the building. We are the church. God, help us to grasp who we really are.
Yes, Lord.
How connected we are to you.
Yes, Lord.
All of us belong to you.
Yes, Lord.
All of us love you.
Yes, Lord.
Even those that don't worship you, when something happens, they call upon your name. They know who you are. God, give them the courage to acknowledge you in their daily life in the name of Jesus. Give them the courage to say yes, Lord. Give them us courage, Lord. Hide away your goodness. Not hide away the talents and gifts. Not hide away the stuff hidden on the inside. Oh God, give them the courage to live holy out there, Father God, so people can know that you are real. You are real. Jesus, order our steps every day. In the name of Jesus, God. Oh God, we just bless you. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you for reconciliation taking place in our families, Lord. Oh, God, thank you for reconciliation taking place in our husbands and wives, with the children. Thank you for reconciliation taking place, oh, God, with our brothers and sisters. Thank you, God, for healing our land. We stand on your promise, God, as we turn to you, as we turn from our wicked ways, as we complete the work, that, God, that you have given us, Lord God, that's simply to love you. You will heal our land. Father God, we declare and decree that we are your children, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We declare and decree that we are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. Thank you, Lord. You are our shepherd, and we shall not want. Oh, God, you have given us everything we need to succeed. Everything is through you, by you, and for you. Our glory is for you. Everything that we do is for you. All the knowledge that we have, it is from you, and we give it back to you.
You deserve my praise.
It's you that help us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
It's you.
Yes, Lord. You and you only, Lord.
God, we just thank you.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
An untraditional God. God, help us to get out of tradition.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Get out of religion.
Yes.
us to move by your spirit more and more and more. Allowing your spirit to flow according to your plan at that particular day and time. Jesus. Remove the tradition. Introduce your people to relationship. It's a new place. It's a new place. Help them, Father God, to get to that place that they have never been before. That unknown, Father God. Lord God, remove the fear to go into the deep and the unknown, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Give them the courage to enter in to that secret place and rest in you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you. We thank you. We thank you. There's no one like you in all the earth. We thank you. We thank you, God. God, every name that has been brought before you. God, I can't remember it all. Father God, I can't remember every name. God, there have been names that have been brought before you, put upon the altar. God, we ask that you see about each and every concern, every situation. God, we lay it at your feet. Those that can't pray for themselves, God, we stand in the gap for them right now. We ask, Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you will see about those concerns, Lord God, that has the trouble, that is weighing down on the Father God. And I'm asking, God, that you help them to release it all to you. Lay it at your feet. Help them to move to the side and step back. And allow you to take care of it. And trust you. Trust you, God. Trust you, God.
Oh, thank you.
Jesus, we thank you.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, we thank you. We thank you for your salvation. We thank you for your healing that's taking place. God, we thank you for your move, God. Jesus, this is different. This is different, God. And we're excited and in expectation.
Yes, Jesus, thank you, Lord.
We're expecting you, Father.
Yes, Lord.
We're expecting you. We know that we can never get to the end. God, you are a limitless God. Help us to remove all limits, Lord, in every area of our life. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hey, glory! Give us a pure word. Let us speak your truth out of the depths of our heart and soul, out of your spirit. Give us a pure praise, a pure worship in every area of our lives, Lord. In our conversation, our thoughts, our actions, Lord. No hidden motives, but we do it out of the pure love that you placed on the inside of us. And God, if it's not there, God, tell us to be still and wait on you. God, let us not do things, Lord, out of our own actions and motives, Lord. Tell us to be still and wait on you to perfect that thing inside of us. In the name of Jesus. If there's anything, Lord God, that we've said or done, anything that's in our heart, any gesture, any thought, Father God, anything, God, that is contrary to your word, we ask, God, that you forgive us, Lord. God created us a clean heart and help us to have a right spirit, a right attitude in the name of Jesus. Wash us, Lord God, from the inside out. Let your word be double-edged, Lord God, as it entered in and cut off everything, God. Sever it, Lord, that is not of you.
Yes, Jesus. Yes, Lord. I love you.
God, we just thank you. Such a sweet spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus. Lord, we love you. And we thank you, Lord. There's none like you. You are worthy of every praise.
Yes,
you are worthy, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Each and every one of us give you our unique praise to you.
Yes, Lord.
Our unique praise. Each and every one of us praise you differently. And you want it all. God, we give it to you. In Jesus' name, amen.